Top health officials in Sri Lanka today said artillery shelling and gun battles between government forces and Tamil Tiger rebels are killing about 40 civilians every day and wounding more than 100 others inside the country's northern war zone. Overnight, the International Committee of the Red Cross brought 400 people out of the Tiger-held coastal village of Puttamatalan. ICRC spokesperson Simon Shorno told us more about the civilians trapped behind rebel lines.
Well, the violence is still, of course, ongoing in the Vani region of northern Sri Lanka. About 200,000 people, probably a little over that, are trapped in the area where the fighting is taking place. Those people need medical care. They need clean water. There are hygiene issues, overcrowding, and that's a very worrisome situation. And we hope that that at some point civilians, people wishing to leave the Vani area, can be evacuated. We've started the last few days to evacuate a few people by sea. Those people were stranded in the city of Puttamatalan on the northeastern coast of Sri Lanka. About 300-400 medical patients who had fled PTK hospital on the 4th of February. Those people were stranded on the beach, and we moved them out of the conflict area by boat. A total of, I think, 400 people. Some family members came along, and a total of 400 people were moved out yesterday. Obviously, our transfers by boat in the last few days took place because we had the approval, the support of both parties, and that's a positive step because this was not possible a week ago.